And I have with me on the line Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning. How are you?
Thank God all is good. Baruch Hashem.
That's good to hear.
You had a good Hanukkah?
I had a good Hanukkah, a lot of latkes and sufganiyot, and I'm full of oil.
You're saturated with oil.
That's it.
Well, isn't that that's the whole beauty of Hanukkah, you know? You don't worry about your weight.
Yeah. It's a heavy holiday.
That's right. Oh, yes, in many ways. But, you know, before we talk about just the last day of Hanukkah and so many different lessons that we can learn to help us throughout our lives as we go from Hanukkah, you know, I want to just update and thank everyone who came out to the menorah lighting in the mall. Thank God it was a big success. I got in the numbers yesterday from the homeless shelter, which they went and counted every single thing that we gave them, and all the mittens and so on. So the total tally that we had were 705 pairs of socks, 102 pairs of mittens, 75 hats, as well as different scarves and odds and ends items. So that was a beautiful success. We warmed up people's lives, and I want to thank everyone that came and the three shuls that got involved as co-sponsors, Shar Tzedek, the Shar Bethel, as well as the Windsor Regional Hospital, which also was a co-sponsor. So it was beautiful. And the mayor that came out and said such beautiful words. So we made a difference in a person's life, and that's we're all part of it. So thank you, everyone, for coming out.
In many persons' life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so it's interesting. We're talking about oil and saturation of oil. Oil... is a paradox, because on the one hand, it spreads quickly and easily, you know, seeping through and permeating the substance with which it comes into contact with.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, when mixed with other liquids, oil stubbornly always rises to the surface and refuses to be absorbed by anything else. And like oil, we Jews will often find ourselves mixing in a wide variety of circles, social, business, civic, communal, you know, political, whatever it may be. And there's nothing that's necessarily wrong with that. It's a very good thing. We should get involved in the community. But at the very same time, we need to remember never to lose our own identity. We should never mix to the point of allowing our own Jewish persona to be swallowed or diluted. You know, just like the oil. You know, We should get around, we should interact with people, but we have to remember who we are as Jews. And that was what the Greeks wanted to do. They didn't mind that we were Jewish. They didn't mind that we learned the Torah, for example, or commanded the mitzvah and fulfilled the commandments. What they minded is that we were doing it based on that it was the fact that it was a God-given Torah. They wanted to incorporate in our lives that it's not a God-given Torah. It's a man-given Torah. Now that you understand that it's a man-given Torah, it's a beautiful philosophy, by all means, go and learn it. So when we go and get involved in the world, which we should, we always have to remember our uniqueness, like the oil. Oil represents also spirituality, because the nature of oil is that when it comes in contact with something, it saturates. It saturates it entirely. You know, Elon, I don't know if you how you eat. You probably eat very, very well, but... I don't think you get any oil stains on your shirt or anything.
I'm trying not to.
Yeah. So imagine, you know, when you get an oil stain on your shirt, it's very hard or basically nearly impossible for it to come out. It becomes part of everything that we have. So, besides one fact that it saturates and it would seep into something, oil also has an opposite nature. That when it mixes with another liquid, it refuses to blend. Such is the nature of spiritual purity. It nevertheless pervades everything, transforming it from within. So in other words, spirituality, you know, it's going to saturate. It's going to become part of our lives, but it's not going to mix. In other words, the idea is to be able to transform who we are. So Hanukkah is oil. Hanukkah is the triumph of the Jewish soul. The Greek had no designs on the Jewish body. They had no care. They didn't want to kill your body. It was the soul of Israel that they wanted. The Jews fought not for the freedom of his material self, but to liberate his spiritual identity from the Greek. Now, one of the other interesting things to note, that if you haven't done it today, till today, you still have till this evening, to give Hanukkah gelt, the gelt to the children. And it's customary to give the gelt to the children so that we can teach them as well to give some of it to charity. And if you go and look, the Hebrew word for Hanukkah shares the same root as chinuch, education.
Yeah.
The occupying Greeks were determined to force Hellenism upon the Jewish population at the expense of the ideals of the commandments of the Holy Torah. And unfortunately, they were successful in their endeavor to a certain extent. And after the Greeks were defeated, it was necessary to re-educate the Jews, to reintroduce a large part of the population to the Torah values. And that's really the strong link between Hanukkah and education.
Educating. Interesting. I never heard about this one.
Right. Educating people as well as educating our children. So obviously it's an appropriate time that during Hanukkah to give gelt, to give money to children, to teach them to increase in charity, in good deeds, and to add to the festive holiday spirit. And, you know, if you think about it, the subtle form of bribery is an essential component in the educational process. Maimonides discusses the importance of using incentives and prizes until a child is old enough to independently understand the importance and beauty of the Torah and Mitzvah. You know, you go to school, kids go to school, and they're going to be have incentives. If you reach this and this amount, you know, if you get certain points on the chart for doing whatever it may be, you will then be taken out for pizza, or then be taken out to the dollar store, go to get Slurpees, whatever it may be. Why is that? Because until a kid gets a certain age, you want to be able to have them incentives. They should appreciate and enjoy what they're doing, enjoy Torah, enjoy Judaism. Then eventually becomes part of the life. They don't need this incentive. And that's the whole idea of giving the actual money, gelt, to literally teach them on a hands-on lesson. You know, you get $10, you give the master, we give 10%. We give $1 to charity. So now they realize that they're fortunate enough, and that's what the whole idea of the world is, and that's why, you know, we do every year try and do a different style menorah. We're fortunate enough to have what we need. But there are certain people in the world that are not. Let's teach Hanukkah Chinuch, education. Let's teach our children. Let's teach our community how to be able to give, how to give something to people that don't have. And with that, we make the world a better place. With that, we're going to take the light and it's going to shine over the darkness. And with that, we're going to be able to take what we have from Hanukkah, all the lights of Hanukkah, all the 8 days of Hanukkah, and how we can it can catapult us into the coming year and into the world, that when we become part of the world, we're still elevated, we still remember who we are, our true identity, and that we give the education to our kids to be proud of who they are and to be proud of what they have and how they can have someone else. And that's what I think is the beauty of the holiday of Hanukkah.
Yeah. That's nice. So, Rabbi, I wanted to thank you.
Thank you.
And I wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too, and we should have a lightful Shabbat, a peaceful Shabbat, and a peaceful year.
That's what we wish.
Shabbat Shalom, and we'll talk next week, God willing.
Thank you, same to you.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.